What a journey. Mary and Joseph had been on a long journey when Mary was just about to give birth. They had made it to town just before the baby was born. They had found a place to stay, even though it seemed every room was filled up with others who were in town. And when Jesus was born, they had been visited by shepherds who said that an angel had visited them in the countryside and told them news of the baby's birth. That's the Christmas story. Oh, but there is so much more. Mary had treasured that night in her heart, and she knew that their journey was just beginning. She and Joseph had marveled, as a man and a woman in the temple in Jerusalem had marveled at their baby when they brought him before the rabbi. And this family had been filled with joy as they were visited by magi from far away. These followers of another religion entirely had brought valuable gifts for them. They were worth enough to enable the family to have a place to live and food to eat for a long time. At last, they were done traveling and could begin to settle and begin to start their family lives together. And then they learned that things were just too good to be true. Their happy family life, their secure home, their peaceful existence came to an abrupt halt. Their family was in danger, real danger. The baby Jesus was in danger, real danger. They had to flee for their lives, leaving everything but what they could carry. Where could they go? Who would take them in and provide shelter and safety? Close by neighbors weren't an option. Some would have them. Some wouldn't have them. Others were fleeing for themselves. At any rate, staying close to home was just as dangerous as staying at their house. They needed to get far away, far away. They packed up quickly and left during the night. They headed south. They headed to Egypt. It was risky. They knew that at one time this country had provided shelter and food for their people during a time of famine. They knew that after a time their ancestors had grown in number and strength in this country. The government of the time had thought they had grown too strong and forced them to work as slaves. They had been treated in awful ways. And then they escaped. Their ancestors had escaped an oppressive government and wandered in the desert for 40 years before finally coming home. Many of them pledged never to set foot in Egypt again. But it was also long ago. What would it be like this time? Would they be welcomed and given shelter? Would they be forced to remain in Judea while waiting to cross the border? Would they be put in refugee camps? How long would they have to wait? Would they be separated from their child at the border? No, that would be unthinkable. Would they be arrested and jailed? Would they be forced into indentured slavery? All they knew is that they were fleeing for their lives, and they thought that the possible danger before them was much better than the certain danger that was in store for them if they stayed where they were. And so this family fled to Egypt. They weren't sure what to expect, but they hoped for the best. Anything was better than dying here at the hands of those who would do evil to them. This family of refugees fleeing from danger, oppression, and certain death made it to Egypt. They hoped that they would soon be able to return home, but they had no idea if that would be possible. They found shelter and work. They made ends meet with the items that they had saved from the gifts the Magi brought to them. After their journey, there wasn't much left, but it was enough that they could just barely make it. They lived, worked, and survived in Egypt until the government in their home changed. Things became more peaceful, and they were able to return to Nazareth without fearing for their lives. Baby and their family grew as they lived in peace with their neighbors. Mary, Joseph, and baby Jesus were a refugee family. And as they fled for their lives in danger, we don't know exactly what happens. But we do know that the place that they fled to became a safe haven. We can imagine that the people there offered hospitality and kindness to them as they struggled to make ends meet. We can imagine that even though there was historical animosity between their ancestors and the ancestors of the people of Egypt, they were able to live in peace together, treating one another as equals and as friends. We can imagine that the kindness shown to Mary, Joseph, and Jesus as a refugee family had an impact on how they viewed the world. And we can imagine that it had a profound impact on how Jesus understood what it meant to love one another. This is central to the Christmas story. This is central to the life of Jesus. This is central to who we are as followers of Jesus. Today there are many fleeing for their lives from danger. And they're not sure what kind of welcome they'll receive when they arrive. But they do know that it has to be better than what they face if they try to stay home. People fleeing from Guatemala, Mexico, other places in Central America have a lot in common with Jesus. People fleeing from the Middle East, from Afghanistan, Somalia, Syria, are fleeing from the same area where Mary, Joseph, and Jesus fled. Some would tell them, sorry, no vacancy here. Go somewhere else. Some would look at them and say that there aren't enough jobs for them. Some would build a wall to try to keep them out with a no room at the inn sign, probably. Some would look at them and say that they were drug smugglers. Some would look at them and say that the color of their skin made them unsuitable. Some would look at them and say that it was too dangerous to let them into their country. Others would marginalize these refugees because of their religion. What might have happened if Mary, Joseph, and Jesus had encountered those kinds of words and those kinds of closed doors as they fled for their lives? How would it have impacted their view of the world? How would it have impacted the formative years of Jesus? And what would that have meant? We have learned the way of kindness, compassion, reconciliation, and love from the religion that came out of the teaching of Jesus. He learned these things from his neighbors and family in countries filled with people from many backgrounds and religions. The same Jesus we celebrate as a newborn this evening, today, whenever you're watching, grew up to call us to love one another. Reach out to all in need. Care for the poor. Feed the hungry. Attend to one another. Work for justice. Forgive. Welcome the stranger. Open our hearts to all. Folks like Mary, Joseph, and Jesus, a refugee family. Amen.